This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. 20 years ago this month, Apple released a revolutionary new personal computer. It was called the Macintosh, and it retailed for about $2,500. That got you a machine with a tiny black and white screen, 128 kilobytes of memory, and a single floppy disk. But the Mac captured the imagination of early users of personal computers, and it launched Apple as an alternative to IBM. Day to Day's Mike Pesca talks about the Mac then and now with Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday.
Ira, what was the world of personal computing like 20 years ago?
Well, if you remember back about 20 years ago, the personal computing world was dominated by what were called IBM compatible machines. Now, IBM, just a few years before, had introduced its PC, and the Apple II was perking along, and this was the first challenge to the Apple machine because IBM was taking away a large part of its market share. And Steve Jobs considered the IBM PC to be an uninteresting, uncreative, inelegant machine that might satisfy the demands of these three-piece suit businessmen, but not the average user. He wanted to create a computer, as he put it, for the rest of us. So during the Super Bowl in 1984, he introduced the Macintosh via a classic commercial.
That was directed by Ridley Scott. It had the George Orwell 1984 theme. Let's hear a little bit of the end of that commercial. Describe what we saw.
Here we see a large room of robotic-looking people. They're all seated before a large video screen, listening raptly to the voice of their leader. It's sort of the mind control, as you say, right out of the novel 1984. And then down the aisle comes a woman athlete. She's running quickly because she's being chased by helmeted police, and she's carrying a large sledgehammer with her. And as these mindless masses sit hypnotized by the droning of their leader, she heaves and launches this sledgehammer into the video screen, smashing the screen, liberating the masses, and the commercial ends in its signature Macintosh introduction.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh.
Aside from the fact that it's such a good commercial that it's somewhat of the Citizen Kane of commercials, it regularly winds up as the on lists of the best commercial of all time. What made it true, or what made it hit home? What connected the message to the product?
Well, this was Steve Jobs' attempt to show that the Macintosh would be different. It would be a totally different experience, and if you wanted to stay with the mindless masses, you would stay with your PC compatible. And the Macintosh introduced to the general public what we take for granted now, sort of the Windows operating system that later Microsoft made very popular, but Apple was the first to put that on your desktop. It introduced the concept of clicking, pointing and clicking on icons. Before then, and you used to have to sit there and type commands on the keyboard, very boring. Now Apple said, we can introduce something called the mouse. And Apple was the first one to introduce the mouse to the masses.
And so you have ease of use with the mouse and the icons. But what else was there about the Macintosh that really made it a revolution?
Well, there was something also that was more easily done on the Macintosh, and that was networking. Today we take networking for granted because it's so easy to do. And Macintosh was the forerunner in making networking easy. I remember back when in those days when I had my PC and first started using a Mac, I couldn't believe that I could take simple telephone wire that I could buy at Radio Shack and stick it into the back of my Mac and network all my other Macs together, or network my printers together, and they almost magically show up and work together without me having to do a whole lot.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mike.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.